Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me for the first interview in the new year, I have from Sitka Public Library, Margo O'Connell, and a visiting poetry artist and environmental consultant, Suyun Juliet Lee, currently in an airport coming up here to Sitka. This is exciting that, A, I have people to interview back in the new year, and we're having an artist come here to us in Sitka. So, first off, thank you both for making time this morning to come on air.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about, I mean, why you're coming up here. So, Juliet, you are currently based in Denver. What's bringing you up here to Sitka?
Yeah, so I work for an environmental capacity building firm that supports conservation environmental organizations. And I'll be supporting some staff retreats for the Sitka Conservation Society and also for Spruce Root, which is sponsored by the Women in Leadership retreat. So I'll be up there serving as a facilitator. And I thought while I was in town, since I wrote a book recently about like winter light, that would be a really beautiful opportunity to get to have some conversation and community time with the residents in Sitka, especially during this like winter gloom night, which I'm really fascinated by.
Yeah, I mean, enough that you wrote a whole book related to light and that experience. So coming in here, so you have both the bringing the consultant of trying to bring community together. I guess you're doing that in two ways. You're doing that in your, I guess, your day job and then your poetry job of you're able to just find different ways to bring people together. So for these, for this poetry reading that you're doing, what kind of poetry are we going to be experiencing here? Is this more about the gloom of light and the pining of why won't it come back sooner?
No, the book is called Aerial Concave Without Cloud. And the title is actually like poached from some English poetry from writers who were responding to Sir Isaac Newton's book, The Optics, which was the first study of light as a physical phenomenon. So a lot of writers who were, you know, educated at the time were obsessed with this text and reading about it, and it just changed their orientation to light. So that's where the title emerges from, Aerial Concave Without Cloud. And for me, this relationship to light is really a way of understanding not just like ourselves in place and how we view and perceive things, but also like distant origins. You know, to me, being in conversation with light is a way of being attentive to and in touch with the fact that we're part of this like beautiful vast cosmos. We're receiving information from these like beautiful glowing bodies that are hundreds and hundreds of millions of years old, and their message has not changed. Yeah. And I find there's something really beautiful about that. And when I think about the human condition and how we're creating all of this light, even the fact of us breathing and respirating and living, we're producing light in a particular way. We're contributing to this like beautiful, beautiful text, this beautiful narrative that is the story of light that we can track through a relationship to light. So for me, you know, this book, it's about connection, it's about perception, it's about locating ourselves in place, mm-hmm. and also thinking about ourselves in like this broader story of the world and the universe that we live in. So there's themes of like resilience, there's themes also of grief, you know, we're going through a lot of transition and transformation. Mm-hmm. There's also, I think, a theme of endurance, you know, of like what we can find in the permanence of the messages that we're communicating with one another.
Ah, that's really beautiful. Yeah, and that's a really interesting, I guess I never thought in the aspect of just even like the light that we're creating too. Like there's the enduring nature of the light around us and what we can anchor ourselves to. But that's a really beautiful way to think of it as well, of the light we're putting into the universe too.
Exactly. Light is almost like a physical manifestation of memory. And it's wonderful in that we can touch it at any time and interact with it and hold it in our bodies even. Mm-hmm. So I love thinking about it in those ways.
So we mentioned this before we went on air too. I feel that with poetry, when you first glance at it on a page, can seem so simple. And then anyone who's tried to actually sit down and read it, I feel like it can be a kind of a scary thing. That it's a little intimidating. It feels like it's for the smart and fancy folk, which there are many smart and fancy folk in Sitka. But what would you say to people who may be a little hesitant of like, am I going to be the only one who doesn't understand? What's the encouragement to come to hear poetry?
Right. So first off, I just feel like your education has failed us all, that it makes us afraid of language in this way. But I do think for me, you know, poetry is working in the medium of meaning. It's working in the medium of language. And it's a wonderful invitation to experience meaning differently, to experience our relationship to one another, to space, and even our imaginations differently. Mm-hmm. I've been writing for quite a long time. I actually used to be a poetry professor. And when I get a poetry reading, when I read text, I cannot say with confidence I'm receiving everything accurately. But to me, there's a beautiful space of in the middle where there's something that the creator has offered and there's something that the receiver is also contributing and bringing to the table. And for me, especially hearing poetry live, it does something a little different in my brain. I don't know if I'm like the, maybe this is a bad way to approach it, but this is what I do. I love free associating over a poetry event, like just letting my mind wander and receive like the language and like observing where my brain and my imagination goes. And I often find myself making connections or perceiving things or thinking through things differently in ways that I wouldn't in other kinds of art or media. And I like there's a kind of spaciousness and openness to it. You know, like I really enjoy narratives like television shows and stories and things like that. But there's something about poetry to me, which is a little bit almost like music. There's kind of an opening that if we relax into it, it can take us really surprising places. So I find it quite pleasurable sometimes.
That's a much more inviting way to think of it, of something that it's to be experienced, it's the experience, it's how you feel yes. from it that's more important than whatever specific yes. word or maybe original meaning that the author had. It's just yes. another form of art, and it's art is how you what it makes you feel, what it makes you want to do.
Exactly. It's not to be conquered. There's no grade. You know, like no one's getting A+ and like listening or reading poetry. It's more just about how it enriches your experience of the world and your ability to connect and understand it.
Wonderful. So Margot, we still have some time of nitty gritties on when and where can people come and hear Juliet and her poetry.
Yeah, so we're going to be, it'll be next Wednesday, which is the 11th of January. And we're going to be meeting at 6:30 in the multipurpose room at the library. It's going to be fully in person, so we're not going to have a Zoom option. Mm-hmm. If people have any questions about that, they can feel free to contact me beforehand. Just give me a call at the library. The number is 747-4020. Or shoot me an email. It's just margo.oconnell@cityofsitka.org. So we'll be meeting in the evening. The library will be closed, but the doors will be open. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I would encourage everyone to join us.
And folks who are inspired, you'll have your book will be available that you'll be yes. reading from will be available via Old Harbor Books and all that fun things. Julia, did
yeah,
you have
the bookstore? The bookstore will be there. So bring money.
Bring yes. bring cash.
I was going to say, I also make video art, and I'll be screening a video piece that I created out of the summer solstice when I was in Norway. And so we can also talk about just like I would love to be in dialogue with people who come. I'd love to hear about your experiences of light and landscape and what light means to you. So I'm really hoping for a conversation.
Excellent, interactive. So not just showing up and feeling, maybe hearing and interpreting poetry and light in a new way, but sharing what that means to you too. And the thought of yes. seeing video from a summer solstice, I think would be a nice balm for all of us yeah. in this particularly gloomy time of year. Well, thank you both for joining me this morning. Margot O'Connell from the Sitka Public Library and poet and consultant Suyun Juliet Lee. Thank you for coming into Sitka. It's so exciting to have things happening back in person. And we'll be hearing your poetry 6:30 p.m. next Wednesday, January 11th at the library. Thank you both for joining me this morning. And Juliet, safe travels as you come up here to Sitka.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you all.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.